Donald didn't feel altogether better about all that had happened. That night he had a bad dream. He dreamed he was walking toward the laundry late at night. Just before he reached the door, Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman jumped out of the shadows and began to chase him up St. Nicholas Avenue. There is a steep hill on St. Nicholas Avenue, and in the dream it turned into a cliff just as Donald reached the top. There he was, stuck between jumping and getting caught. Then he woke up. The dream worried him. It made him think of Mr. Bean, Mr. Frieda, and Miss Spinrad. There was one good thing. There was no school for 10 days. He could go to the bridge every day. The bridge was cold and gray. A little wet snow was falling, blowing about the girders. It made them slippery and hard to climb. Donald felt tired. The day was foggy, and he felt foggy in his head, too. When he got to his perch, the fog had hidden the city. He couldn't see the water below. Donald huddled on the beam. The comic he tried to read was getting soggy, so he put it away. He just sat, looking out into the pearly gray fog. He thought about the trouble he'd gotten into at school. He felt bad about disappointing his father. He felt bad about being embarrassed and about the nasty things Mr. Frieda had said. The worst thing, the thing that made him feel heavy all over, was the realization that now he was going to have to go. He was going to have to go to that rotten school every day. Donald tried to think about Wingman. He could not remember what he looked like. Probably he'd made him up. The noise from the cars and trucks overhead was a constant drumming. It felt to Donald as though it was coming from inside his head. He sat there for a long time, crying. Wingman was not real. Comics were a waste of time. Donald was just what the kids called him in the schoolyard, a dumb, chinky Chinaman. The same kids made fun of his father. They called him Chink, too, and ran away. They didn't run away from Donald. He ran away from them. He began to feel the same way he felt when he woke up from the dream about Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. Suddenly, Donald realized that he wasn't going to be able to climb down. The bridge was starting to get icy, and worse. He was scared. He couldn't move. He was like a cat stuck in a tree. All he could do was shiver and think about how high he was. Donald studied the lumpy gray paint on the steel beam. He saw every crack and wrinkle and speck of soot. He watched the snowflakes land and melt and freeze. He couldn't hear the traffic noise. He was bent over, staring at a little patch of paint, and he couldn't straighten up or even move his eyes. The wrinkled paint made mountains and valleys and rivers and towns. He watched the little map of bridge paint change from gray to red to green. Green. There were green fields beneath him. The air was not so cold, and there was no more snow. A smooth, strong arm was around his waist. And Donald could hear the faint rustle of feathers. Wingman was real. He was carrying Donald. And they were flying. They were flying. Donald liked it. He watched the countryside pass beneath them. Now and then, a surge of warm air would rise, lifting them straight up. Donald felt perfectly comfortable. He felt as though he could almost fly by himself, without Wingman's help. The eagle was with them, flying in circles to keep from getting too far ahead. Wingman flew so slowly that they seemed to be hanging still sometimes. Donald felt good. He felt that he was where he belonged. Even the countryside looked familiar to him, although he knew he had never seen it before. It didn't look like New Jersey. There were strangely shaped hills and little clusters with roofs made of straw. Groups of people, men, women, and children, were working in the fields. They wore round hats, the kind Donald had seen in shop windows in Chinatown. No one looked up to be amazed at the strange sight of winged man, boy, and eagle passing silently above them. Donald knew that China was very far from New York. His father had told him that it was so far away that once you left, it was impossible to go back. But this was China, for sure. The The houses were getting more numerous and closer together now. Some of them had roofs of wood or tile, and there were lots of people and animals on the roads. They were coming to a city. Donald could see it in the distance. There were some tall buildings with tile roofs that turned up at the corners. There were houses with walled gardens. There were temples with carved ornaments covered with gold. In the center of the city was a big open space. Wingman flew low and circled over the open space. It was a market. It reminded Donald of Chinatown. People were buying and selling groceries. Boys were helping their fathers carry baskets of vegetables, eggs, meat. Donald could hear them talking. He could smell things cooking, shumai and wonton. It made him hungry. There was a little boy eating what looked like a lotus root cake while he waited for his father, who talked with friends. It was like Chinatown, but bigger, sunnier, happier. Donald wished Wingman would put him down. He wanted to talk to the boy with the lotus root cake. He wanted to walk among the grocer's stalls. He wanted to smell up close all the things cooking. He had the feeling that he would meet Oye Bok, selling newspapers and comics in Chinese. Then someone saw them. There was a shout, and Wingman flapped his wings hard. They rose straight up into the cold air. The city fell away so fast that Donald had a funny feeling in his stomach. They flew over farms again and hills. They were getting into a place where there were lots of hills. Some of them were very high, mountains almost. At times, the peaks were as high as the tips of Wingman's wings. Some people were moving on a path, two men and a boy. They were leading a horse. They were high up, close to Donald and Wingman, and Donald could see their faces clearly. One of the men looked a lot like his uncle, Li Noon. Except that instead of an overcoat and a gray felt hat, this Li Noon wore a long cloak of beautiful blue color. It came almost to the ground, and at the bottom showed a little of another robe that the man had on underneath. It reminded Donald of the robe his mother used to wear in the mornings before she had left them for the hospital. Then they had passed over them, and they were out of sight before Donald had seen all he wanted to see of the man who looked like Uncle Noon. It was getting foggy. The hills were real mountains now. Wingman landed Donald on a little bridge that connected two rocky cliff faces. A long way down, below the little bridge, there was a stream. Wingman stood on the bridge and flapped his wings twice. Then they became soft and fell about his shoulders and wear his cape of feathers again. He sat down on the bridge, his feet dangling over the side, and Donald sat down too. He looked down at the river and heard a faint rushing noise. The noise got louder and louder as the fog closed in. It was getting cold and late. The traffic overhead was getting heavier. Donald was back on the George Washington Bridge. Wingman was gone. Donald was holding something in his hand. It was a gray feather. It could almost have been a pigeon feather, but Donald recognized it as one of the feathers from Wingman's cape. He put it in his pocket. Getting down from the icy bridge was not easy. Donald could not climb down the way he usually did. He had to slide down the slanting girders, or push himself along with his hands until he came to a place where he could drop to a lower level. He was constantly slipping, and the ice hurt his hands. The only way to get down the big wall part at the bottom was to slide down. When it wasn't icy, he could slide down slowly by dragging the rubber toes of his basketball shoes against the concrete and sort of hugging it with his body and the palms of his hands. This time he just slid down like a brick. It was almost like falling straight for 10 or 12 feet. When he hit the bottom, it knocked the wind out of him, and he couldn't move for a minute or two. The first thing he did when he could move his hand was to reach in his pocket and see if the feather was there. He hadn't been afraid at all. Donald got home too late to help his father. It was already time for supper. He was very hungry. There was soup and chicken in soy sauce, vegetables, hot tea, and lotus root cakes for dessert. Donald ate 3 cakes. In China, his father said, those cakes used to taste even better. I thought so, Donald said. Donald had some little Lulu comics that he kept to trade with. That night, he made a deal with his sister. She got the little Lulus. Donald got her box of crayons. When his sister and brother had gone to sleep, Donald began to draw in a Big Chief pencil tablet. He wanted to make a picture of everything he had seen in China. He began a picture of fields and hills and worked on it until he was sleepy. He put the crayons and the tablet under his mattress where no one would find them. He put Wingman's feather there, too. During the night, it snowed and rained and froze. In the morning, the street was slick with ice. Cars and buses were slowly skidding sideways, and people were walking with tiny baby steps to keep from slipping. When Donald got to the little park, every tree was covered with ice. Even the tiniest twigs had a shining, clear skin. The bridge was covered with ice, too. Donald saw that there was no way he could climb it. He looked for Wingman and the eagle, but he could not see them. The rest of the vacation was icy. When it wasn't icy, it was raining and snowing. There wasn't one day when it would have been possible for Donald to climb the bridge. He helped his father, spent time getting his comic book collection in order, and worked on the pictures of China in the Big Chief pencil tablet. One day, Donald and some other kids slid down St. Nicholas Avenue on sleds made out of cardboard boxes. On Christmas Eve, the family had a special supper. The best part was hot dumplings filled with minced pork and dipped in plum sauce. Donald got a sweater from his father. On Christmas Day, the children stayed home, and their father took the train to visit their mother. Children were not allowed in the hospital. Donald had to take care of his brother and sister and fix their lunch. They were very quiet. It was raining outside. Donald read a lot of comics. There was Christmas music playing on the radio.